Hey friends, the Global Azure Bootcamp is a community-led, one-day event that takes place each year for learning about Azure. But best of all, it's free. And with hundreds of locations around the world, chances are that you probably live near one. This year's bootcamp is coming up on Saturday, April 27th, and Magnus is here to tell us about what to expect today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with my friend Magnus and we're going to learn all about the Global Azure Bootcamp. This is fantastic. You've been doing this for many years.
Yes, it's been 7 years now. Gosh, time flies.
Yeah? How did this start and how did it get so big?
Well, it started with way back when Azure was called Windows. And that's when it started. And so we were just trying to figure out how to do some community events. And then we were like, let's maybe do one on the same day. And I was doing one in Malmo, and my friend was doing one in Stockholm. And then I was like, oh no, we know those guys over in Belgium and so forth. And oh, that guy in London. And yeah, it just went on from there. The first year, we were actually 92 locations in 36 countries.
92 and 36, and how many now?
It's about 300-ish, thereabouts. We don't keep exact score anymore. Yeah. But more than 15,000 people attending this thing.
Seriously. So this is about having hundreds of local events, community organized.
Correct. That's the point. That's the real driver here. This is not a Microsoft show, anything at all.
Don't work for Microsoft.
Not at all, no. I work for myself. But, we have all of the organizers around the world are the guys and gals that are really, really to take credit for all of this. I mean, we don't do anything else but, you know, answer lots of emails and set up some sponsors and so forth. But the community leaders around the world are the passionate ones.
Mm-hmm. And people can learn about this at global.azurebootcamp.net.
Yes, that's right.
But you had a map that you showed me earlier.
I do have a map. So if you go to the site and you click on the locations, you can see what we kind of spread out to around the globe these days. So we have,
look at that.
Yeah, so we have, you know, all time zones, as you can see. It starts in New Zealand, of course, in the morning. Mm-hmm. This is on just one day again, right?
Right.
So it starts in the morning in New Zealand and it rolls across all the time zones, across all the continents, and it ends up in Hawaii.
So the thing that we want people to do who are hopefully watching this or excited about the Azure Bootcamp, because maybe they've gone to one, or maybe they've never heard of it, we want them to look on the map and say, I'm going to go to the one near me.
That's right.
Or I'm going to make my own.
If you want to attend one, if you are of that sort, that you want to go and learn about Azure, you find one which is near to you and attend that. But if you can't attend one which is near to you, and chances are there is one, there still are a few spots left on the map. But then you can organize one. Mm-hmm. And so you can find all the information about how to do that on the site.
Okay, so what does that mean? Like, maybe I don't feel like I'm a community organizer. I look at people like you on social media and I say, I'm not that person.
Well, find someone who is, right? There's lots of information on places like Meetup. You can find your local .NET or Azure group or whatever it is. And if they're not organizing already, maybe they didn't get around to it. Maybe they didn't know about it. Then help them out and see if you can make it happen.
So you find some people locally who are of like minds.
Yes.
And you want to organize. And what are we doing? Are we getting together and we're making something? We're watching something? Something?
Yeah, and this is another good part about this is that because it's like locally organized, every local community leader or person knows probably really well what is appropriate for their local user group.
That's cool.
So we're not prescribing any content at all, but we'll help out if you don't have any. We'll give you some hints, like here are some things that you might be doing, like workshops or presentations or what have you. But the local organizers set up the whole thing as they would any other normal user group event, except everybody does it on the same day.
That's fantastic. And see, what's so exciting about that is it's not prescriptive in the sense of like, and here's the official Microsoft deck that you need to use in PowerPoint.
Again, it's not Microsoft.
Yeah, it's a community organized event. So you're saying that if in my location I want to do a hackathon and we all work through that together, or a workshop and we all teach Azure 101.
We have locations where we know they're doing nothing but sessions. We have some locations with like 500 attending. They have like 6 tracks and sessions all day. And we have other locations like literally 20 people in a conference room doing labs. So it varies wildly.
Yeah, it could be a global Azure bootcamp could be as simple as you having a brown bag lunch on that day at your company.
Absolutely right. And also if you are let me go in here under organizers. We just added this page here for students and educators. Mm-hmm. If you're in school or if you are a professor at some school somewhere and you would like to teach your students about cloud computing and you don't really know how to get going, this is an excellent opportunity because there's lots of sponsorship. You will get some licenses you will get Azure passes from Microsoft. You will get lunches. Literally, there's free lunch involved here. You can get Subway sandwiches to your location for all of your students. And you can just find information here about if you needed some content, let's say, that you don't know how to teach cloud computing yet, you haven't maybe done that, well, there are some labs here to get you going.
Right, we've got presentations in a box. You bring them down.
If you need them, but no, not prescriptive. If you want to have them, then go ahead and have them, right?
What about potentially using this as an opportunity, not just to get together with your friends and teach, but maybe to raise money for a charity?
Well, there are some that are doing that. We've seen in some locations, it's always difficult with, these are free events to attend typically.
That's a good point.
And so not all the time does everyone actually show up for them. There's some drop off and then maybe they have extra food. So we've actually seen people give away that food to for charity. And there's people that go around and collect extra food and give it out to homeless people and stuff like
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. So yeah. We've got workshops we could do. We could turn it into a hackathon if you want to stay
Anything
up
all
night.
Anything you like, yes.
And you talked about free Azure credits. You can get students involved as
well. Yeah, so there's all the information is in the organizer section here on the site. Again, you can just go and read the FAQ. And if you have any additional questions, you can contact us through the site and we'll help you get connected with the local Microsoft if you're not. And we've had all kinds of questions coming in, actually. So we're just literally secretaries helping people set up their events on
this. It's a massive world coordination effort. And my last question is there any kind of a virtual thing? What if I can't get out? Can I get involved? Are any of these locations doing some live streaming?
We are working on that. It's a work in progress. It's difficult to do good live streaming.
It surely is.
We will probably have one or two locations doing live streaming this time.
Very cool. Yeah. So what's the hashtag to be watching out for on social
media? Hashtag Global Azure.
Global Azure. Hashtag
yes.
Global Azure.
Yes.
And the website, of course, is global.azurebootcamp.net.
That's correct.
You can check that out. You got locations if you're an educator, if you're a student. If you're just someone enthusiastic, check out the locations. And like you pointed out, chances are there's one near you.
Of course.
And darn it, if there's one that's not near you,
fix one.
Let's make it happen. Let's get you on that. When yes. is the when do I need to sign up to do this?
It's about another week and a half, so it's tight. We need to really get going with this.
So we're recording this in the middle of March. If you're watching this and it's getting into April, you need to get involved. So you have about a week or two to get involved before the end of March to put on one of these to get your pin on the map with the Global Azure Bootcamp.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. You got to make sure you check that out, global.azurebootcamp.net. Get your involvement now. You can either put one on or you can get involved with one. It's going to be great. And it is on April 27th.
That's correct.
Fantastic. I'm learning all about the Global Azure Bootcamp today on Azure Friday.